Well, let's have a chat then to Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Real Future, who joins me in the studio. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, we were talking a little bit earlier on to Network Rail and also to First Great Western. First Great Western, of course, responsible for running Network, responsible for the tracks. But the long and the short is a 90-minute diversion, which First Great Western were saying, don't worry, passengers are all going to understand this and they're all going to think this is good because in 2017 it'll be great news for us. Do you go along with that?
Broadly speaking, I do. I mean, the sad thing is that, you know, there's no perfect time to do this. These works have to be done at some point, and particularly when you have a really, really big job, Easter, it gives you a sort of a chunk of time when, you know, the commuters aren't needing the railway, and it's sort of the least bad option, really. So yeah, it's unfortunate the passengers have this inconvenience, but in the long term it's a price worth paying.
Yeah, I'm interested in that division, you know, because this is a company that's making money, and if it makes money because the trains are full, because the commuters are using it, that's when you go, whatever, you just want to go down, you know, during a holiday to the capital, and for 5 days it's going to take you 90 minutes longer on a train journey.
Yeah, but what's
there
the
must be a better way of organising it than that, isn't
well,
it?
Well, with hindsight and with years and years of investment, yes, there is a better way, and you know, that's to to have loads and loads of diversionary alternative routes, which is what we're sort of lacking, really. But you know, we're playing catch up. If you look at the railway network as a whole, rail use keeps going up and up and up, and the railways have been starved of investment for years and years and years, and so we need all this work doing, and it's very welcome work as well, particularly the electrification as well, which is, you know, happening in 2 or 3 years time, but you know you can't, what's it, make an omelette without breaking eggs, and sadly it's got to be done.
But then you look back at the way it was being done, and we did talk a little bit earlier on to Network Rail, and the PR man came on and he said, yeah, you know, I listened back to our boss who was talking to a select committee where it was described as chaos and farce, and you know, the managers weren't there to sign the work off and so on and so forth. How can you have the confidence that this isn't going to happen again? They've learned all the lessons, Bruce.
Well, yeah, I hope they have learned the lessons. I mean, there's no doubt that Network Rail were really badly stung by what went wrong at Christmas and New Year period. And you know, there's a few things that I hope they've learned the lessons that I think they should do. Firstly, information. They got information very poor. We had a situation where people were on social network and they were telling the staff what was happening. And clearly that's an unsatisfactory situation. They need to get on top of that and make sure the passengers are informed all the time. They didn't have... Well, they had a very poor plan B and they didn't have a plan C. And that's where they need to sort of plan better so that when plan B goes wrong, they can get plan C to kick in. And hopefully they will have learned that lesson. We also... Bus substitution. People don't like that.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that's kept to an absolute minimum. And also that there's ticket flexibility as well, so that you can use an alternative route if the train you want to catch... doesn't happen, you can take a different route, and they aren't going to have Nazi guards saying, oh, your ticket's not valid for this route, yeah. It's a super saver return, you know. And if they take all those lessons on board, hopefully it won't be too bad.
But you're optimistic. You're not travelling to London this
I'm
weekend.
I'm not planning to travel this weekend.
So
no.
I'm all right, Jack, or I'm all right, Bruce. All right, take your point. Thank you very much indeed. Good
you're
to
welcome,
see
Steve,
you, Bruce. Thanks for coming in. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Real Future.